28. He woke to the sound of a man moaning. He was groggy, so groggy that it took a while to realize that he was the one moaning. He opened his eyes, looked around, then quickly squeezed his eyes shut, praying that he had imagined what he saw. One of the demons said,
"We know you're awake."
He opened his eyes. He was lying prone on some sort of altar, in a room bathed in red light, being watched by three demons. One demon stood close by, looking up and down his body in a way that made him profoundly uncomfortable. The demon looked female, with glossy red skin, horns, a tail, and a mask to hide her soulless eyes. Behind her stood two more demons, another female and a male in flowing red robes, a similar set of horns and tail, and a pointed black beard.
"Yes,"
the closer demon said, looking into his eyes.
"That's better. How do you feel?"
"I hurt,"
the man blurted.
"I'm in pain."
The demon looked down at his body again and said,
"I bet you are. What's your name?"
The male demon, speaking in a deep, gravelly voice, said,
"Sylvester. This sinner's name is Sylvester."
The other female, who stood beside the male demon, cackled,
"Sylvester! The sinner's name is Sylvester! Splendid!"
The closer demon shook her head.
"He was a candle maker's apprentice,"
the male demon said dismissively.
"Oh, an apprentice,"
the second female said, clapping with glee.
"Yes,"
the male continued.
"His father is dead. His mother still lives, but he didn't go see her nearly as often as he should have. He had two younger brothers, at least one of whom is on a bad path and could have done with some brotherly guidance. But Sylvester here seemed more interested in candles."
"Work to make money,"
Sylvester whined.
"Money I can use to help my family."
"You could have,"
the male demon said, sneering.
"But did you?"
"If they ever asked."
"They shouldn't have had to ask. They're your family. And if I were a betting man..."
The she-demon next to the male coughed and elbowed him.
"Which I'm not. A man, I mean. I'm a demon. But if I were a betting demon, I'd wager that your mother and brothers would have gladly done with less money to see you more. Not that you shared your money with them anyway."
Sylvester sobbed.
"Yes, you're right. I was a terrible person. They deserved better."
The closer demon examined the right side of Sylvester's body in great detail during all this, then said,
"Well, now that that's all taken care of, let's get down to business. Tell me, Sylvester, does it hurt when I press here?"
The she-demon pressed gently but firmly into the right side of Sylvester's belly.
"Oh, yes, oh, yes, that hurts a lot."
"That's good to know,"
the second female said.
"Are you ready, Sylvester, for 1,000 years of us pressing there?"
The closer demon turned around to the others and said,
"That's not helpful."
Then turned back to Sylvester and asked,
"Do any plants or animals make you feel sick or make it hard for you to breathe?"
"No,"
the male demon said.
"More's the pity."
"Have you been ill recently?"
the closer female asked.
"No."
"Have you chewed any willow bark recently?"
"No."
"Do you have any loose teeth?"
"No."
The demon nodded, gently prodded him in a couple more sensitive regions of his torso, then said,
"I have good news for you, Sylvester. You aren't dead. Not fully. Not yet. You're going to close your eyes and go to sleep, and when you wake up, you'll be alive again."
The other female said,
"You're getting a second chance. try to be a better man.
The male said,
Pay more attention to your family. Spend less time at work.
The closer female said,
Stay off your feet for a few days, and when you do go back to work, take it slow.
The other female said,
Find a nice girl, settle down, and treat her with kindness and respect.
The male nodded emphatically, then said,
And be sure to tithe generously to your local church.
Both of the female demons stiffened, as if they'd both smelled something they didn't like. They turned in unison and stared at the male demon.
What?
The male asked.
It's a reasonable request.